Amen. The Apostle Paul is certainly a great example of one who was driven by purpose. Now, I would say to our graduates, ensure that you follow your purpose. Now, part of the problem is that we don't always readily identify what our purpose is. I would have us to know that it is really the Lord who gives us a purpose. It is possible that you could start out doing something, but it is not the thing that God has for you. But I must tell you that God knows how to put you where you need to be. I need to say that again. God knows how to put you where you need to be. The Apostle Paul at the time of his calling was Saul of Tarsus. He was a brilliant young rabbi, and he wanted to ensure that Judaism continued as the religion of the people. And Saul had a problem with Christianity. Amen. Amen. And he did all that he could to stamp it out until he was called by the Lord Jesus Christ. When his purpose was made known unto him. Amen. Then we find him being driven by purpose. Now, oftentimes there are those that will question, well, preacher, what can I say is my purpose? And how can I talk about being driven? Well, driven is when you have that incessant desire to achieve. Amen. Amen. Your purpose is what God has called you to do.
Right.
When we talk about Saul of Tarsus in Acts 9:15, amen, there is a discussion between Ananias and the Lord Jesus. And Ananias has a problem going to lay hands on Saul. And the Lord Jesus responds to him by telling him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me. And his purpose is to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. Amen. I would have us to note, number one, graduates, that it is the Lord who defines our purpose. When we are chosen of God, he gives us purpose. And as we've said before, there are times when we might have been somewhere else, but God knows how to get us where we need to be. Amen. John 15:16, the Lord Jesus says, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. Young folk, be sure that whatever it is you're doing, number one, that you're in the will of the Lord and that what you're doing will be of a benefit to God and to his people. Amen. Amen. Here on earth, God's work must truly be our own. Amen. Amen. God here has here no other arms but our arms, no legs but our legs, no mouth to testify but our mouth. He's looking for us, and whatever it is he calls you to do. Amen. You might be in business. Amen. Be the best that you can be. And during the hard times, never give up. Know that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But when I talk about being driven by purpose, we need to know that with purpose, there is his empowerment. Amen. God empowers us to be able to do what he wants us to do. Thank you for the scripture. The scripture says, as Paul is speaking, I can do all things. Watch this. I can do all things through Christ when you understand it's the empowerment of God, the Holy Spirit, that strengthens you, the Lord has given you the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. I'm going to make myself happy. Amen, amen. With empowerment, as you move in purpose, you learn contentment. Amen. Paul knew how to be content, whether he had a little or whether he had much. Life's lessons, graduate, the secret is always drawing upon Christ's power for strength. Amen. Doesn't matter, because there will be some dark days. Amen. There'll be some time you wonder, am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? But if God be for you, there is none who can be against you. It is amazing that there are times we start out on something, and as soon as we start out to do right, Satan and all of his imps, amen, get busy to cause us to give up. But we told you never give up. Amen. We have to understand that he has empowered us. He has given us the strength that we're able to do exceeding abundantly more than we can even ask or think. Hallelujah. We have been empowered by the Almighty. Whatever task you have, bookkeeper, he gives you the knowledge to do that. Amen, amen. Business person gives you the knowledge to be the best that you can be. Amen. But let me tell you something. Always know who you are in Christ. If you do not know who you are, someone will define you for you. Amen, amen. But when you know who you are, amen, nobody can tell you what you're not. Oh, somebody didn't get that. Amen, when you know who you are, there will always be somebody who will tell you, you shouldn't be here, you're not qualified. But you know, it's amazing how God can take the unqualified and make them qualified. Amen, when God comes in, he makes all things well. Amen, amen, amen. I always like to think about when I began my career in the postal service, I began as a letter carrier. Amen. God moved me through various levels of management. I ended my career as postmaster at two different occasions. And God moves you where he wants you to be, where you can be effective for him. Amen, amen. And when we know that God empowers us to be able to do what he has ordained for us to do. So know this, you're never operating in your own strength. If you find yourself operating in your own strength, flip the switch. Amen. Let God empower you. Number two, amen, we have to understand that he empowers us, but he also gives us endurance. Amen. Empowerment, but he gives us endurance. Paul admonishes Timothy to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you this. In life, there will be tough times. There will be some suffering, some disappointments, some hardships. But my dears, you will be able to endure because he is with you. Amen. When God is with you, who can be against you? Amen. Can I tell you something? I read the back of the book. We won. We won. God knows how to make all things well for us. But Paul here in 2 Timothy 2 and verses 3 through 6, he used a comparison with soldiers, with athletes, with farmers. But you know, each of those had to discipline themselves and be willing to sacrifice to achieve the results that they wanted. Amen. Let me take you by Timex and get a lesson. Amen. 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 If you can't take it, you won't make it. Amen. There's always somebody trying to stop you. Amen. But I got to tell you, if God is for you, amen, those who were trying to stop you will look at you, amen, and all they will see is your rear tail light. because you're moving on. Amen. God will take you where he wants you to be. Amen. God is faithful to his children. And although we suffer great hardship, Jesus will stay by our side. Oh, hallelujah. 2 Timothy 2:13, if we believe not, yet he remains faithful. Amen. Sometimes when we are ready to give it up, I don't need this. As Johnny Paycheck said, you can take this and shove it. Amen. That's when God comes in. He lets you know that if I am for you, amen, it's going to be all right. Amen. Amen. He, you see, when we read that in 2 Timothy 2:13, if we believe not, yet he remains faithful. The reason, you read this sometime, he cannot deny himself. He cannot deny himself. Amen. What God has said, amen, God will cause to come to pass. Amen. When you look at what Scripture says, amen, Brother Paul reminds us that we share in the blessings of Abraham. Whatever God had said that Abraham was going to have, that's yours. Amen. You're the head, not the tail. You blessed going in, and you blessed coming out. Amen. Amen. Your destiny is not linked to ethnicity, but rather the God that we serve will give you everything that you need to be able to make it. Hallelujah. Amen. To the young man that's a great athlete, boy, accolades that they talked about, all you can do. Amen. But what God will do for you, not only as you go through the athletic channel, but you also want to get some academics in there. Amen. So if something happens, amen, God will have you where he wants you to be. Amen. Amen. You know, there was a football player who I will allow anonymity, but he graduated from college and he could not read. Amen. They simply moved him because he was great at football. Amen. Then he moved and he played professional football, but could not read. Amen. God expects us to do all that we can do. Amen. He'll do the rest. I like to tell folk all the time, y'all don't mind if I just preach, do you? I tell folk all the time, the Lord will not come down here and clean this building. Amen. There are some practical things that God said you can do. Amen. God says, my job is not vacuuming. Amen. You can do that. Amen. I do the healing. I do the saving. Amen. But you're my instrumentality. Amen. Let me use you to accomplish my will. And when we know that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, amen, we're able to endure. Amen. When we think about, as Paul said, all that he went through, amen, he was driven by purpose. Amen. When you think about of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Now that's 39. 39 lashes. Amen. Amen. Three times he was beaten with rods. Once he was stoned. Three times he suffered shipwreck. A night and a day he spent in the sea. He was driven by his purpose. God had told him what to do, and nothing could stop him. Amen. And when we see the blessed apostle experiencing all of these things, if God let it happen to him, you're not better than Paul. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Amen. But things will happen. You know, like tell folk. Well, let me first preface it by saying this. There is a club that you never want to belong to. It's called the Whiners Club. You never want membership in the Whiners Club. Why, Lord, why? Why is it happening to me? Why, Lord, why? And you know what the Lord says? Why not? Amen. If my son hung on the cross, they nailed his hand and rivets in his feet. If he stood it, amen, these light afflictions that we have, we are overcomers. Part of what God puts in us is that innate ability to overcome the things that will come against us. Amen. He made us overcomers. Ah, hallelujah. Ah. And then thirdly, and I'm almost done. Thirdly, with purpose, there must be empathy. Uh-huh. We might be driven, having that intense desire to succeed, but we are never to be ruthless. Preach, Pastor. You can be driven without being ruthless. Amen. You have to be able to empathize. Do you know that empathy goes much farther than sympathy? Uh-huh. Empathy places you where the other person is. Amen. You relate to them in a very personal way. Uh-huh. Amen. It is Ezekiel at the River Kabor who says, I sat where they sat.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
There are times you need to sit where the other person is sitting. It is easy to criticize if you don't know what they're going through. Amen. Amen. That's why the Lord Jesus became fully man, that he could experience everything that we experience. And the Bible said, yet he was without sin. If he had remained God, amen, he would not know how to suffer. But the Bible said he experienced all that we experience. He had hunger. He got tired. Amen, amen. He had folk to disappoint him. And let's drop this on you. Disappointment you will experience. Amen. There are those that you thought was close up. Just like Brother Peter said, Lord, I'll be with you through thick and thin. I'm paraphrasing now. Amen. But when it got tough, Peter thinned out. You will find some people who will have said to you, I'm with you. I'm in your corner. And when you look for them, they're not there. But what I want you to know is, if they are not there, you didn't need them anyway. You didn't need them anyway. Amen. Because if they were instrumental, then God would have them where they needed to be. Do you realize that many blessings have been poured upon God's people by folk who didn't even know them? Amen. God just blesses you because he's God. Have I got a witness? Amen. Amen. But more than likely, when we talk about empathy, amen, it's Brother Paul. Listen what he says in Romans 10 and verse number 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. I'm talking about, amen, empathy. For I bear them record, a witness, that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Now, Paul is saying, Lord, I want them saved. You remember I just read in verse number 24 of the Jews? Y'all reading this in your Bible? Five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Amen. But he's willing to look past what they did to him, because he understands the mission that God has given to him. Amen. And he is a witness to them. And you can't be ruthless, amen, as he was in the beginning. Amen. You did me wrong. I got you. No. You pray for those who despitefully use you. Amen, amen. Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Gotta tell you, very oft times young people of color, they are held at another standard. But know that God is in the mix. God knows how to make sure that the playing field is level. And he can level it when the folk who are trying to keep it unlevel. Amen. They're working as hard as they can to keep it unlevel. The Lord is making it level. So all you need to do is bring to the task the ability to do it. Can I tell you something? Knowledge comes in no color. No ethnicity has a corner on knowledge. Amen. Amen. I always like to say, if he can do it, I can do it. Because, pardon my grammar, I is as smart as he is. Amen. Amen. And when I understand that God will take care of me, so I don't need to have a harbor ill feelings against anyone.
Right.
Let me tell you something about hate. Hate is destructive to the hater.
That's right.
Amen. And it does not do anything to the object of your hate.
That's right.
Preach, Pastor.
Amen. That's right.
You can get up in the morning and the sun is shining.
Mm-hmm.
The sky is blue. The birds are chirping. And all of a sudden, you see old so-and-so. And now you got to get mad. You got to frown all up. Let me tell you, never let anybody put you in that position. Amen. You will not be able to push my buttons. Hallelujah. Amen. Because if you do, they will always push your buttons. Amen. Amen. I can see people who have done me wrong, and I got to let me share one experience. Andy Kerr, going to be with the Lord now. Hattie, you remember Andy? Andy Kerr was the area manager, and he thought I was arrogant. Well, maybe I was, but he thought it. So he was going to get my mind right, and he kept throwing stuff in my path with just stuff. And all of a sudden, he found out I was doing the job that I was paid to do. And this same Andy Kerr gave me such an evaluation, I got two pay raises in the same time. Amen. God will make the enemy your footstool. Or, the Bible said, he'll make the enemy feed you. So you don't need to get mad at folk. And afterward, we were talking. He said, you remember that time I called you into the office and I was just chewing you out and you had that little smirk on your face? It sure did make me mad. Didn't make me mad, because when you get through telling me how poor I'm doing and all that kind of stuff, because you didn't know, he didn't know the job. I knew the job. But he was operating on what he thought should be. Let me just, and I'm almost done, y'all. But at that time, I was working at Westfield. Westfield was the fastest growing station in Houston. And we would get mail on containers. I mean, they'd bring an 18-wheeler, you'd have mail just stacked up. So he came one day, and you see, you got all these containers here. They need to go back downtown. I said, Andy, all these came today. See, he didn't know. And he admitted later he didn't know. And so you will find times where you will work with a person, you will train them, and they'll get the job. But let me tell you something. That was not your job anyway. Because what God has for you, you will get. What's for you? Amen. Too often we get upset at folk and said they took my job. No, that wasn't your job. Amen. God knows what he has for you. And what God has for you, no one can take from you. You know, it's kind of like, let me just mess with the young girls a minute. Bobo, who is so handsome, I mean, you love some Bobo. And all of a sudden, Bobo leaves and goes with Jenny Brown. and you crying because Bobo is gone. Lord, I thought Bobo and I was going to have a relationship all of our life, and now he's gone. Let me tell you something, baby. That's the best thing could have happened to you. When Bobo's gone, you good. You wait till God brings you who he has for you. And I got to tell young people, God has someone for you. Amen. He's got a blessing with your name on it. But all you got to do is be able to wait on him. See, part of the problem is we circumvent the system and we get ahead of God. And we get somebody called Bobo Show, they look good. Woo, he look good. Because if it's Bobo, he's looking at, you know, sweet Lucy Brown. Oh, she fine. Sometimes she might be fine on the outside. But, you know, you're going to have to live with her. I'm almost done. Odessa and I have been married come June 61 years. 61 years. No. What I'm trying to get you, she is not now what she was when we got married June 13th, 1957. Amen. Ain't the same. But inside, it's the same. And that's really what you live with, that person who's on the inside. Amen. The external, because I ain't the same on the outside. Hallelujah. But I got to tell you this. I'm like Caleb. Amen. At 80 years old, I'm as strong as I was when I was 40. All right. Driven by purpose. I'm done. Purpose. You got to know what your purpose is. Amen. The Lord Jesus knew his purpose. He knew that scripture said he came, amen, that we would have life and that life more abundantly. He realized that the scripture said, for all have sinned and come short the glory of God. He knew that there had to be a sacrifice. Amen. But his purpose was that he would come, that we would be reconciled to the Father. He came that our hands could be put back in the hands of Almighty God. And the only way that could be done is that he had to go to the cross. Amen. His purpose was, amen, to hang on the cross, that we would be reconciled to the Father, that men might be saved. Amen. When I understand that there is purpose, amen, and I'm going to live out that purpose, I'm going to be driven in that purpose, because it's the thing that's going to cause me to excel. If I really want to be somebody, be all that God has ordained me to be. God didn't hang on the cross for you to be a nobody. Amen. God died that you could be all that you want to be. Amen. 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 And when he died, he gave you the right to be anything that your mind can imagine. You can be that. Amen. Amen. I want you to know that when I was your age, young folk, amen, we were bused from Fifth Ward, amen. I had to go from Hardy Street to Phyllis Wheatley on Market Street. I passed by Jeff Davis and all these other schools because at that time, couldn't go. But God has a way. Amen, amen. God has a way. And I want all of you to know that God still makes a way. Amen. The fact that he died on the cross gives us the ability to be all that we want to be. Young people, follow your purpose. Amen. Whatever your purpose is, let the Lord lead you in that purpose. Be able to accomplish all that he has set for you. Amen. It's true. Amen. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Amen. It's a cliche, but it's true. If you don't stay with it, if every week you start out something new, you'll never accomplish. But when you're able to stay there, endure as Jesus did, endure the cross, despise the shame. The Bible said he has now sat down at the right hand of authority. Amen. He's making intercession for you and I. You can be all that you want to be if you let the Lord use you. I'm done. Hallelujah. We shall extend the privilege to the church. Today is the day of salvation. Now is acceptable time. May we stand. If you're here and you have not made peace.